I want to thank Dr. Carpton. It was an highly enlightening presentation. Let's give him one more time. Now, before we close, there's some bookkeeping things. Again, want to thank all of you for attending. We know that Tom's Tavern is a little hard to find, but now that you know where it is, please do come back. We are going to be having this is a series of talks we're going to have like this of the same level. There are lots of things going on in this city that are extremely green, but are not obvious to a lot of people. For example, the Rio Salado project just to the south of us is a $99 million project that very few people know about, that is completely renovating the Salt Riverbed, turning it from a waste dump, what it was before, to a green, useful area for the entire city. Karen Williams, who is the director, is going to be one of our speakers probably toward the end of October. There's a big event taking place that we're trying to time. But also, there are a lot of things that we are all associated with. As an example, Dr. Carpton has agreed to be on the board of directors of a new organization called the African American Center for Health that is being put together by Wanda Thompson. And look out for what this group is going to be doing in the near future. Finally, all of you, Southwest Green is a new entity. We are a new magazine, and our focus is on green, but again, not things that are not so obvious. And we have a program, a project that we're working on. Now, I can't give you a lot of details about yet, but we're very excited about it. Now, in front of you, you have an announcement about Green Jazz at the Herberger. This is a partnership with Arizona State University Online, Dr. Minori Harrison, and Brother Love Productions, coming on September 4th. I would encourage you all to be there. It's going to be a good jazz concert, but the cause that it's supporting is called the Green Survival Initiative. We know that everything that we do in today's world is going to be the same in 10 years. We're just going to do it differently. Our lights are going to be done differently. Our cars are going to be made out of different materials using different kinds of energies and fuels. But these conversions can be expensive, even though they're cost-effective in the long run. But those people who need these conversions the most can least afford them. Those people who may be called low of income or fixed income, if you don't have the $2 to buy a CFL light bulb, you won't do it, even though in the long run that will save you many, many dollars. The Green Survival Initiative is purpose is to try to bring the benefits, the rewards of sustainability to those populations who cannot afford it but who need it most. So in the near future, you'll be hearing more details about that. Now, those of you who are listening in on the podcast, please do check to the side of the webpage. You'll see the question and answer session there, broken into various pieces and various individual questions for you to listen to as far as them are they're concerned.
There's a young man that I've had the pleasure of interacting with his dad works at TGen, and his name is Mark Beckstrom Sternberg, and he's just a phenomenal young man, and he and his brother have started a green dry cleaning business, and so everything that they use for their laundry and dry cleaning is all green, and they're generating gray water, which they're hoping to be able to sell to the Phoenix Park systems to water the baseball fields and everything. Everything is non-toxic, and so I'm going to talk to Mark to see if he'd be interested in coming here one morning and talking to the group, because he is just phenomenal.
Thank you. So please tell people about our lecture series. Please tell people about Southwest Green Magazine, again, sw-green.com, and we look forward to seeing you here again at our next lecture. We have your cards. You will be informed, and spread the word, and we thank you very much. All right.